All right, we're recording.
Call meeting order. We have modifications to the agenda.
We need to add an employee issue and 911 modification.
Make a motion.
Okay, who wants to be first?
You're up, guys.
All right.
So, we're asking to use a section of the Stratton Town Forest to connect into the existing snowmobile trail on the property. So we can do a reroute around a property we're having an issue with in Dover. And there's three options that I have found that would work. I've heard there's an issue on that land and no new work should happen on that.
That's true.
Yeah, so no, what are the rules around that? No cutting, anything, bridges?
Yeah, we wouldn't want to do anything on that land.
Yeah, it's not only that, it's like the use of the property.
Yeah.
In practically any form. I mean,
do you have like specifics for maps proposed, so on and so forth?
Yeah.
So there's a map and then there a little bit to go with each one.
We're having a fight with this.
Yeah.
We're probably gonna end up with the idiots. The nature conservancy.
Tree huggers.
So what is the issue with the use of the property?
We're in litigation. Yeah.
The nature conservancy that may be taking it away from us.
But is it because of like using it in the erosion and stuff like that?
Because of the trails, it's already, that's put there.
Language is written into the.
Yeah.
Language can be used.
He doesn't say anything about.
It's not nice, like a piece of land was being.
Yeah, it is very nice up there.
Just, I mean, I know, just because, I'm just thinking, you know, snowmobiles, it's snow, it's frozen, it's less erosion, it's not really.
Yeah, no, it's.
We were thinking that it's trails and biking and recreation, and that's what the problem is. And, I mean, personally, I have no issue with snowmobile, and I would support you guys 100%, but it would seem to me like we're throwing gas on a fire. You know, if we're gonna end up in court, and I think there's a likelihood that we are.
Is there any problem with our existing trail on it right now that's been there? I don't know how long it's been there before.
Your last trail?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. It has been there. There's nothing we can do about that.
Okay.
No.
So just connecting to it another way?
So options one and two. One definitely sounds like it's out. That would require a lot of work on the Stratton land too. We have assigned permission from the Jacobs, but that was when we were exploring option one further away from the house. We're waiting to hear back if they would be okay with option two, where we stay on their land pretty much the entire way. And the trail, I'm not sure the exact distance, but it's fairly close right behind their property. 10, 20 feet maybe. So we'd have to do something to get there. And option three would be coming into the mountain bike trail parking lot and getting out to far beyond, excuse me, hooking into the existing trail, which I don't believe would require any modification to the Stratton property. And we're not looking for a trail to drive our piston bully through. This would be ideally groomed with our player side by side with a 6-foot wide drag on it.
Is that yellow dot the right by the 100 junction there? Is that the existing snowmobile trail? I'm just trying to orient myself.
Yep. So if you look on the left, the yellow dotted line coming in.
That's right there.
Yep. And it has the 100F label. Yep. I wrote over here. As of right now, that goes into Triple Tree. So once we got in the mountain bike trail parking lot, it's, I don't know, a few hundred feet down a trail that's already cleared out, the old Far Beyond Road.
town, we definitely can't do anything in the town for us.
There's no way for you to get around it without that, right?
No, this is our only option for a reroute.
Yeah, I don't think that with the pending litigation we have, we can chance this.
Unfortunately.
Nothing to do about that. If that goes to court, then we could give you a name and phone number. Maybe you can answer.
I'm trying to understand. What is the problem here?
So that essentially, there is the argument. It's nuanced, but it is the Greens deeded that land to the town of Stratton. The Nature Conservancy has a deed restriction on it. They believe we have violated that deed restriction, and so it comes down to, you know, how a judge is going to interpret, give or take, four lines in a deed. But you know, if a judge interprets it the wrong way, we're going to lose that land. So we pretty much have done nothing on it since this started, and we really can't.
And one of the stipulations of the deed was that we could harvest timber, we could use it for recreation, and when the trail group came to us to do the bike trails, we felt that was recreation. But apparently we have a different opinion of what recreation is than what the court might, well, and what the Nature Conservancy does.
Because it's got, it also told me that it's only allowed for hiking trails, yeah. So, which can be interpreted.
I mean, we did it with no intended harm, but it's kind of blown up into a big bee's nest.
Did they have a problem? Did they have the problem with the bikes? And I mean,
trail
cross country skiing. You're bitching about that.
It's all with the banks or the bikes, you know.
So yeah, you got a little bit overboard, I think, on that stuff.
And we've tried to compromise. I mean, we've it's.
Even if you took the
and I mean, I feel bad for you guys because I know what it does to your system, and I know what it does to all the businesses in Dover that the snowmobiles came in.
Because
I, like I say, I would have no problem with it if that were the case. I mean,
2 years ago, I've been no problem.
Yeah,
if we did this option three on here, we wouldn't be modifying the land at all, but just traveling through to the trail.
Well, the argument with the nature, with the argument over it all, has to do with specific types of use.
And there's no mention of snowmobiling.
And, right.
In the deed.
And, yeah.
Saddle
for India.
Yeah.
They're interpreting the deed the way it reads, and there's no compromise with them.
If we were able to somehow get into the Triple Tree property onto the existing trail, would we be able to do something like that using the trail that's already there?
Why would we even have to ask them if the trail's already there?
Yeah. Well, because that trail crosses Stratton Town Forest, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's already a trail.
But
they want to
just for hiking.
No, it's already
a
snowmobile
trail. This trail is okay.
I think that's what he's saying. If we just use the trail that's already there, but we'd have to use Triple Tree's parking lot.
Yeah. I don't know how we get there.
Not saying we can do that. We're just saying.
When you guys cross a road like 100, do you have to get V-Trans approval to do that? Like with a snowmobile trail?
I'm unaware of if we're starting a new crossing. I believe it.
I'm not starting anything. Yeah. I was just curious because they make you do a lot of stupid stuff. I didn't know if they had to come out.
I'm not sure. I just became the trail master about a month ago, so I'm learning still.
Jump
I believe
right
if it's a 90
damage.
Degree cross, yeah.
Yeah.
If it's 90 degrees, I believe we're all set. Anything different than 90 degrees,
yeah.
I don't think the states would have even allowed it at all. But when we cross town roads, we go 90 degrees. I don't think we need any special approval. But anything other than 90, we do go to the select board in Dover and Wilmington to get approval.
Yeah.
State road, though, unclear.
So if we were to use the existing trail.
It's a vast trail, right? It's not, it's fine. We can't give you permission to go
make that work. Work.
That existing trail comes out of Triple Tree, right?
Yes.
And hits the closed handle road, the up, you know, the closed end upper handle, right?
Yeah. Now, is that still a right of way?
Yes.
For the town?
Yeah, if it follows that old road, I think it's.
Yes.
Was,
no class four.
It was the old right of way that the National Forest had to use.
So if we have the right of way through there, we would come from the Stratton Forest parking lot using that right of way that goes directly into the trail. The trail just isn't that far up the right of way.
Yeah.
Well, there isn't much parking there. If you take up a whole bunch of vehicles and snowmobiles parking in that parking lot, and people
we wouldn't use it as a parking lot. We'd have to make a way to get there. Is what they would do.
We just want to go through it to get the other trail to get to Somerset.
There would be no trailer parking or anything.
So I think what we probably need to do is ask our attorney. But I would say that I wouldn't get your hopes up. I'm sorry.
I understand we just had our own legal issues too.
Yeah.
Did what our lawyer said and nothing else, so.
Yeah. Yeah, like I say, it's nothing against you guys. I mean, it's just this whole thing is
a mess.
Yeah.
We already knew about the issues that are going on back there with the other stuff, and then this happened, and it's like, it's a great idea, but I don't think the Snowmobile Club in Dover knew what's going on back there with the woods either. So it's like, you're just going to step on toes no matter which way you go here, you know? It's I want an answer, but I don't see an answer at the moment, you know?
I don't either.
It's like, no matter which way you do, you end up in a dead end somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah, we did that.
And I think it's happening all over. I mean, I have some friends that live in the Northeast Kingdom, and it's happening up there all the time. Yep. You know, I mean, it's...
Well, unfortunately, a lot of it's changing. Snowmobile clubs are just, you know, stepping on toes every day and turning around and doing things they're not supposed to be doing without permission, like Boysboro does. Why they're not all in jail is beyond me, but in Boysboro.
they screwed up a lot.
They've done some atrocious stuff.
Yeah.
What was the problem, right? Yeah.
And it's a fun trail.
Yeah, it was. That's why I moved here back that trail.
Part of it is still open. We run it to dead ends. They bloom it like every day.
Yeah.
But it sucks. And, fortunately, we can still get down to that store.
Unfortunately, that's where we stand. We'll have to run by our attorney and see what he thinks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. It was great talking to you.
Another thing is we have been updating all of our landowner permissions, and would you guys be willing to sign one for the existing trail? This would have nothing to do with anything else we just talked about. We're just trying to update all of our forms for our records.
This is the existing trail that comes off of the back of Triple Tree.
Yeah.
So before we sign it, I think we should talk to it. I think we should just include it in the same conversation.
Okay,
we'll
do that.
I'll leave this with you guys.
You don't think we're going to lose that trail, do you?
I doubt it. I don't think so. I just think that, you know, if we misstep here and lose that piece of land,
then
we lose that trail for good.
You know? Okay.
You know, because the people who are going to take that piece of land are not going to give you... A signed permission slip.
They ain't gonna be as nice as we are.
best case, Bob says, "Hey, I don't think this is a problem." You know, Worst case, he says no, but
that was what he said first. Until we get this straightened out, then we'll know where we're staying.
And maybe he says, hey, you know, in 2 years we'll be all right. But,
yeah, 2 years hopefully our main trail will be back open and we won't be
talking
about that. Yeah.
Hopefully next year.
It seems like that's all been resolved, so it's going to be closed this year, but they're open to having us next year.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, this would all just be for 1 year temporary.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do to let anybody use that land right now.
Yeah, understandable. If the town does lose that, who would take the land over?
Don't come into the 21st century.
Yeah, right.
Live with the rules.
Now, this is all going on because there's been too much recreation used?
Yeah, bikes.
Yeah. Bikes. They're a lot different. That's what Paul was saying. Bikes are a lot different with erosion and stuff like that.
I said that was going to be a lot of problems when we first started.
I mean, it's kind of like the same thing with even motorbikes, and a lot of people don't like dirt bikes and things like that because they do a lot more harm to the.
God forbid you bring one of them in there.
Well, they're just going to be afraid there's going to be, you know, hundreds of people in there biking every weekend or whatever. And
it's really a moot point. You know, like we're in the fight we're in.
Yeah. So, nothing we can do. Fight the good fight, and that's all we can do.
Yep.
Hope for the best. Mm-hmm. And if they want the land, they can have it. Wherever it's there.
They can pay taxes on it.
Yeah. You know, they'll get around that. Yeah. We might be able to nail it for a year or two. Might. Okay. So, anyway, that's where we stand.
We'll get with the attorney and let you know.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Nothing.
Okay. Lawyers involved.
We're getting used to this.
Don't take it personally. It's it's nothing like that. It's just. Nothing's
up. Help. It's done. I'll be fine. It's been 2 weeks, yeah.
Seen you, buddy.
Good to see you, bud. Take care.
Thanks, guys.
Matt,
thanks
for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, take it easy. I got one request I'd like to make.
Yeah.
I'm getting people like in the summertime, they're coming up the trail, going down my driveway, walking down my driveway. Last year we had two cars
getting
down.
Stuck in the parking lot and then knocking on our door.
And coming down thinking it's a road because, you know, with all the work that Steve's done, there's no high grass anymore on my upper end. So, I mean, at one time I wanted to put like a log in front so nobody could do that. But I'm asking if I could put up a rope across with a sign on both ends so nobody continues going up where they're not supposed to go up.
Yeah.
That can, can easily. Steve can unhook that. Because he's in there all the time. I don't know. He's in there today with a quad, I guess. He's in there all the time. He can unhook it and go by, but it would stop the people from coming up to the two houses of mine and the other guy's house.
Yeah.
It's a small sign, like where the bikes are supposed to turn off, and it's very hidden in summertime sometimes.
Yeah,
and people don't know, they just kind of walk and they end up like.
I mean, we can, you know,
make the sign a little bit bigger. We can even already big signs.
Half broken or something. So they,
Well, part of this is a lack of maintenance. That we are not doing.
No, I get it. That wouldn't be a problem? No. Okay.
No problem.
It was a little crazy for a while.
Yeah. Just make sure that there's something on.
One guy drives always on the road to Triple Tree like he's going somewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
And it was about this time of year with like 2 inches of snow on it. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, this is not a road.
Yeah.
It looks like a road, though.
Yeah.
You know, because of all the tracks and stuff going by.
Just hang some ribbons on us and
Or do like a high vis type.
Then I'm looking at my cameras, absolutely. I'm not there, and they did the thing, and I see people riding their bikes down my driveway, and people walking, and I'm like, because it's easier to hit 100 again instead of keeping going another little hill.
Yeah, no problem with that.
Look it up. The club was together. That's a show of silence. Well, that's a lot of traffic.
You would need a piston in there to groom it, to deal with the Woodford
Saturday traffic. For the club, I'm getting back involved with the club because somebody's got to go back to them. We're already changing it back to when I used to be. Somebody's going to handle one guy's going to handle a section, and there's three sections. They're responsible.
You got to know that the landowner is a little better than one person. You got to go knock on the door.
If
I was doing something, I would call them.
No, they weren't doing something. I don't know who they are.
He just went and did it.
Out of nowhere. One of the guys in the club.
There was a couple of them.
I mean, that's insane.
That kind of went rogue.
There's like five landowners from 100 on. How hard would that be to ask? Or say, even if they say no, do you have an idea or something? No matter what they're
good.
Sorry to bother you guys.
Yeah, good.
How you doing?
Good.
Somewhere in your bag of tricks, there's a letter that needs to be signed. It's a letter of support for that next phase of the grant on Grouse Pond Road. Should be kept printed out today and put it with our papers for the meeting tonight. Should be in there. Should have our names on the bottom with a signature slot somewhere. I saw it earlier. Basically, that's just saying that the town supports Wyndham Regional and moving forward with the next grant application. And it's due Monday. So hopefully that'll get us the rest of the way through that project if we get the grant. And there's no match to this grant, so it's 100%. If we get it, there won't be any financial ramification of the town. It's to make up that shortfall that we had in the funding for the... When we did the Grouse Pond grant, we didn't have accurate pricing. So when the prices came in, we were $600,000 short. Now another round of that grant money came out again that we could apply for with no match. And I think there's a decent chance we'll get it. But this is just saying that we support the project moving forward and the grant moving forward. And so it's just kind of a feather in our cap to try to get the grant. Saying that we support it. Not really a whole lot else going on. There's not really much. Willis Road is pretty much done for this year, and they pretty much cleaned it up. There's probably going to be some minor little fixes in the spring, when the weather gets better. And then I think the remainder of their work this year is going to be overhead. They're still working on the Stratton-Arlington Road, and then I think they're going to come down and do the overhead section of the West Jamaica Road. Holes and wire and all that kind of stuff. So, that's in pretty good shape. I think I've told most of you, but I asked the Snowmobile Club to not do anything in the rec area this fall. When Gary came and asked if we could put that stone in, like back in late August or first part of September, we told him go ahead, and the only stipulation I gave him was, I said, if it starts getting wet, don't do it. Well, guess what? They waited for a week when it was pouring rain, and I heard that they were going in there, so I went up and told them to get out, and because it just would have trashed it. Yeah. So.
They went up in the National Forest and trashed
that. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Has anybody gone up to look at that?
I haven't.
The National Forest?
Yeah.
I haven't. Chris has probably been in there. He probably gave you an idea what's going on.
And I think the more I think about it next year, we ought to just tell them to forget it. There's really nothing wrong with that trail the way it is. I'm getting sick of that. I'm just getting tired of this. Well, everything has to be. Well, and everything has to be Interstate 91 for these clowns because they don't know how to ride a snowmobile. And I don't think we need to start changing the landscape in our rec area.
The trouble with the Westboro Club is they have too many keys.
Yeah.
Too many keys. Guys are just taking control of things and doing whatever they want to do.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's done for the year. If any of you hear any feedback on it, I don't think you will. Then other than that, I'm still waiting on the body on that small truck. It's supposed to be here end of the month, but we'll see. So, and then we're just kind of cleaning up the shop. We talked to Allie the other day. I'm sorry?
Any avenues put off next
year? Yeah, that little paving thing is going to be put off until next year. It's just too late now. It kind of makes sense anyway. No sense in paying him to move in there now. He's going to be over here again next year anyway, so.
And you wanted to ask about, or bring up the fact that we might want to do a 2-year thing.
2 years worth of paving.
Yeah.
Just wanted that way.
Probably in the next couple of weeks, I'll talk to Tom, you know, because he usually like after Thanksgiving is when we come down and start planning out for next year and budgeting.
The Christmas party.
And then, I think if there's a possibility that we're going to do that, I think it would be a good idea to have him come to a meeting so we can talk about how we're gonna do that with him and the bidding and everything else.
Yeah. I don't know how that's going to work, but giving him that work and not putting it up a bid and not doing anything next year, people are going to ask, will you not put any blacktop this year? Well, no, you can bid it for 2 years. Yeah, but it wasn't bid out that way.
We haven't bid it yet. So this is for the upcoming season. So, you know, we can talk about it. You know, it's.
You say how you want to do it when you bid it out.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of they knowing how to get paid.
Yeah, there would have to be like a contract and certain language and stuff. Yeah. But. I talked to Allie. We had a pretty good amount of money in the supplies category, and that's what we get stuff. So I bought some shelves and some cabinets for the garage because it's never really been. We've always just kind of done it piecemeal. It's just kind of.
You need more locker type.
No, I did just some steel cabinets to put some of the tools in, and some heavy duty steel shelves to put some of the stuff like that on.
Stradco has some that you've been away.
Yeah, no, we have lockers in the locker room, which are fine. This is more like out in the bay to store the bigger, you know, the bigger things and stuff.
We have one that's 4 foot by 5 foot, something like that. So it must be those short lockers, I guess.
How many lockers do you have in the locker room?
Six. There's like two for each guy. So
we need a whole lot more.
No, we're good there. This was just to try to like organize things.
I thought you were going to say 12.
Things end up getting like pig piled. It's partially our fault because, you know, during the summer when we get busy doing stuff, we're not good at putting things away. And so in the winter, we do a spring cleaning, but we do it in the fall. And we've been getting rid of a lot of junk, and it's been good. You know, I mean, finding some stuff that we couldn't find and cleaning up. Yeah, really. Yeah. All the stuff that we thought that we shouldn't throw away because we're going to use it someday, we still haven't used it, so now we're throwing it away. Basically.
Oh man, but then you're gonna need it the next day.
Yeah. No, I think we're pretty good about it.
So. I got a whole house full of them.
Oh yeah, no, I know. But no, it's going good.
Pog yourself make a camera. Oh shit, where is it now?
Yeah. So, other than that, not much. You know, just
all right.
You know, getting ready. So that's I don't really think there's anything else.
Candy, we're using on November 30th, and that's for Wendy's service.
Did you think that's good?
Which?
Oh.
Partial aortic dissection.
What exactly is that?
Your aorta tears from your heart. It's essentially what killed John.
Chadwick. Oh, really? Yeah. Well, they're trying to bring him out of sedation, it sounds like. I'm pretty impressed with his strength. They have like 6-7 nurses instead of holding him down. I mean, basically, so they just knocked him out again.
Yeah, it's.
So.
I've come out swinging before.
What, just regular surgery type of shit? Really? Yeah. No, I just wake up like
that. I was going to say, I love it. So it's like,
well, it depends on what surgery you get and what,
yeah,
what kind of anesthesia they give you.
Well, some people react.
So move. Yeah. Well, we do need to handle this employee issue, too.
Second of the minutes?
No, you say second. I said so move.
Oh, okay, second.
Aye.
Aye.
Whatever.
Yes.
Any of the business they may legally do before the board.
Well, we have these other things.
I thought Candy was going to be here because she had a question about 911 and whether or not the state's rules require that new roads have a numbering system based on 5.28 feet instead of the standard 52.8 feet that we use, and it kind of creates a real problem for
5 foot.
It works well in an urban environment at the ski area, but anytime there's a new house or a new road, they're trying to implement it using this new numbering system, and she's having some issues trying to get the numbers on the marginal lane. And I thought she was going to be here. I think what she wanted to ask is if you guys were willing to just say, no, we want to keep it the same with the 52.8 at this point.
Just for my own knowledge, how do they do this again?
Well,
E911
is based on distance. Your numbers are based on a distance from a starting point on the road. And it's based on a mile being 5,280 feet.
Right.
So if you use
52.8,
it's at 1 mile, your house number would be 200 because there's a number on each side of the road.
Okay.
So they want it to be
200.
Well, you got one number here. So every
52.8,
it would be 200. Because you got a number on each side. So if you had the number on just one side, it would be 100.
Okay, so if you were at half a mile, you'd be 50.
You'd be 100.
Right, okay.
And usually the even numbers are on the right side of the road, the odd numbers are on the side.
And the intention was, in case you couldn't read the number or something, it gave the
response. Yeah.
We initially based it on the 52.8 feet, but now the state wants us to change that. So, and what... In my opinion, what the state should have done when they started this was they should have made everybody do it the same, because every town did it the same, or every town did it differently.
Yeah, my mother's house is 2124. It's 2.124 miles from Route 9 in Marlboro. But it's like,
that's they should how have Marlboro had one number on each side of the road, which would double it. But
whatever.
Yeah,
but
right.
My point is everybody did it different.
Yeah.
And if you change it, it makes it really a pain in the ass if you try to change something that's in place, because now you've got all the deeds include that house number.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mail goes to a house number.
Changing house numbers is a major pain in the ass.
Right.
And
I think
Candy would like us to just say, hey, we want to stick with what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of limited it to, well, there's one guy there saying they can't.
Yeah, that's Tyler Hermanson. But I thought, and I could call him tomorrow and get clarification, but I thought that when Jeff Nugent talked to the bigwig at Vermont 911, who is Tyler's boss, I thought he said that we could keep it the way we want.
Well, we just want it.
But I may not. I'm going just by a casual conversation.
If you guys just say you want to keep it like that for new roads,
yeah, we do.
If
we
they
do.
Can't,
we do.
If
they shoot it down,
they would shoot that down. But yeah. At least she's got you guys to back her up on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's stupid. So that's not unusual.
So if your house is at 528 feet, what number is it?
One.
528 feet, so it would be 20. That would be 20, because you have a number on each side of it.
Okay. So every tenth of a mile is two tens in the numbering system.
Mm-hmm. Because you got even on the one side of the other.
So if you were 528 feet from the line, and you were on the left side of the road, you'd be 21.
If you got one of those roads,
and then if you're on the right, you'd be 20.
If you got one of those roads where there's land here and there's a cliff there,
once you're going the other way,
you don't want to buy one of those lots on that.
Well,
you know
how I numbered my house? My house was never numbered.
Yeah, it's off of that. It's based off.
They wouldn't issue the driveway.
It's based off of your driveway intersects the town.
I don't think you numbered your house. I think
the town. No. There was just there was never a number there. I just assumed it's 487. I don't think it was numbered.
No, I think it was.
Yeah, probably.
It had to be.
The guy you bought that from when he got his access permit for that area, and he would have paid for it in his building permit.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Hey, one other thing I want to bring up. He's going in for his knee.
Yes.
The shot I got, the numbing shot, he got on his first operation. Our insurance supposedly doesn't cover it now. Well, it doesn't cover it now. Right.
Right.
I think we should get it for him.
Yep.
So I'm moving.
What's that called?
Iovera. Iovera.
Not to be confused with Vera Ephron. Yeah, but now Blue Cross doesn't cover it.
It's $7,000, but I mean, you know, it's great. It helps. I'm sure. I know.
And she might be able to get it approved.
Who? Allie? Or?
No, McCoy.
No, they tried.
No, they tried.
They denied it.
Really?
Blue Cross denied it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with this employment issue that I wanted to bring up was that Beth Liller is a lister, and she is now available to move in to do the listing part of it and get Candy to move over and spend more time in as town clerk so I can get into doing my scanning and such on the book. So basically, it's bringing in Beth for full time, or you know, 30, 32 hours, something like that. And do it that way. And then also, I'm not running for planning commission in March. So, and she's got a good handle on planning. And I'm going to just turn that all over to her. So basically, try to get somebody in here to know what the hell's going on. So when I drop dead, nobody. It won't be too rough on the others.
Well, that's
what we're hoping that you retire and not drop dead. Yeah. It's kind of
that's the way it should work. Everybody should have a backup.
That's the plan right now. We can budget for that in December for next year. But between now and then, when the, I mean, right now, I guess the listers have to get this new training in that they're supposed to have to continue on. They're also working to get this new company in. They were here, the company was here today. Whether they can go with them or not, I don't know. But
they met pretty
in
late.
The meantime, I think we can free up some of the restoration money to go towards all the books that need to get done that I want to do because of the way it has to be done. And in the meantime, get everybody else into the jobs they should be able to take over. And I think that transition will be really smooth.
You
want
a motion for this?
Mm-hmm.
What do you make say? A motion to do whatever he's just saying. No, make a motion to bring on Beth Lillard full time as a lister.
I am going to probably put her on as a second town clerk assistant. But just there and get her up on that. Because this town really works smoothly because all the different organizations are kind of consolidated and know what's going on.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It works much better in a lot of these towns.
She said that meeting with the guy went really well.
Good.
And she said it looks like if this comes to fruition, it sounds like this is the software side of this is going to be pretty good, or at least her opinion is. And she said this guy seems really sharp, and she thinks it's going to make the whole grievance side of things a lot better. She feels like they're going to have the data they need and someone back it up. You know, I mean, and
someone that's better with
She said this guy seems very sharp, and she said if this works out, she said I think this is going to be a really good thing because it's a. It's a way better software system than Vision, and it has a lot more capability.
That was Gary's old system, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's
how is Gary?
I have no clue.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from him at all. He was convalescing when I saw him.
The presentation wasn't that great.
No.
Yeah.
Gary always seemed like he had just woken up. Yeah. You know, he just gave you that like appearance. Like, you know, I was like, huh?
I thought he was coming out of sedation.
He's a good dude. I like Gary. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
He just always
seemed like he knows his work. He does it. He just, like I say, he doesn't.
Just came off the phone.
He doesn't present. Yeah. Okay, what else?
I think that's it. Make a motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye. Thank you for the shot.
You're welcome. We'll get you down.
I never want to get me one. I like that.